This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people not to buy gold for a year, reduce fuel consumption and conserve foreign exchange amid West Asia crisis. Addressing a function in Hyderabad, Mr. Modi called for a revival of work from home practices. The remarks come against the backdrop of record high fuel prices in many nations. The Prime Minister's appeal come at a time when global crude oil prices have surged from nearly $70 per barrel to around $126 per barrel due to escalating tensions in West Asia and disruptions around the Strait of Hormuz.
Ek zamana tha jab sankat aata tha to log desh hit mein sona daan de dete the. Aaj दान की जरूरत नहीं है लेकिन देश हित में हमको ये तय करना पड़ेगा कि साल भर तक घर में कोई भी फंक्शन हो कोई भी कार्यक्रम हो हम सोने के गहने नहीं खरीदेंगे सोना नहीं खरीदेंगे विदेशी मुद्रा बचाने के लिए हमारी देशभक्ति हमें चुनौती दे रही है और हमें इस चुनौती को स्वीकार करते हुए विदेशी मुद्रा को बचाना होगा.
Prime Minister also appealed to citizens to rethink discretionary spending as the country faces economic pressure from rising global energy costs. PM Modi also asked citizens to reduce edible oil consumption and urged farmers to cut dependence on chemical fertilizers imported from abroad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate today in Somnath Amrit Parv 2026, marking 75 years of the reconstruction of the first Jyotirlinga, Somnath Mahadev Temple. Mr. Modi will offer prayers to Lord Somnath, perform the Kumbhabhishek ritual and later address a public gathering. A roadshow has also been organized. On this occasion, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi will also remain present. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Vadodara, where he will inaugurate the Sardar Dham Hostel around 6 p.m. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya has invited Chief Minister-elect Himanta Biswa Sarma to form a new government in the state, paving the way for the NDA's third consecutive term in Assam. After being unanimously elected leader of the BJP-led NDA's legislature party, Mr. Sarma, along with alliance leaders, met the governor at Lok Bhavan and formally staked claim to form the government. Mr. Acharya will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Sarma and members of the new Council of Ministers tomorrow. Uttarakhand administration has urged the Char Dham Yatra pilgrims and tourists to remain cautious and travel safely amid adverse weather conditions in the hill state. An orange alert has been issued by India Meteorological Department amid the possibility of rainfall and adverse weather in various parts of Uttarakhand, especially in the hilly areas, tomorrow and day after tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that the United States will target any Iranian trying to reach the country's highly enriched uranium, saying that the nuclear material is under constant surveillance by the U.S. military. In a televised interview, Trump appeared to play down the significance of uranium, which is believed to be buried under the rubble of nuclear facilities remaining in Iran for now. Iran's highly enriched uranium is one of the major sticking points between Washington and Tehran in ceasefire negotiations to end the 10-week U.S.-Israel war on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump will pay an official visit to China from May 13th to 15th at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. This will be the first visit to China by a U.S. president in almost 9 years. The visit comes in midst of a prolonged U.S.-Israel-Iran war crisis over the blockade of Strait of Hormuz, causing global energy crisis. Indian equity markets fell down today with benchmark indices declined 1% each in early trade after the U.S. and Iran failed to reach an agreement on a peace proposal related to the West Asia conflict. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets in Raipur last night. Earlier in another fixture, Chennai Super Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets. Today, Punjab Kings will face Delhi Capitals at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.